Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So I got this the other day from Sam21 and for all. Sam21 and for all. And I've gotten a lot of this over the last couple of weeks as it relates to Terry McLaurin. I think we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago. But Sam21, I'll shorten it up, writes, "I swear on my kids, Kevin, that if Adam Peters doesn't get Terry in the fold, I'm out on this team. He's an all-time Redskins slash Commander. You don't let someone like that leave and call your culture cured of Snyder." So, this is not the first time we've talked about this. Some of you are really hell-bent on the idea that if they don't sign Terry to a contract extension, it's not what they've made it out to be. The culture isn't that much changed. First of all, the idea that you'd be out on your team, Sam21, if they decided that Terry wasn't worth what he's asking for is unbelievable. I mean, if you weren't out many years ago, all of the opportunities and this would send you packing after the season they had, I don't get that. Look, I think there is a lot of benefit of the doubt. I was in benefit of the doubt mode basically the moment Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Magic Johnson, Mark Guine, all 20-plus new owners took over, and definitely in benefit of the doubt mode when they hired the hottest GM candidate on the market. They hired a very good and experienced head coach who filled out the staff with a lot of really good coaches and experienced coaches. And I said at the time, look, this may be naive, but after all of these years of not being able to give anybody the benefit of the doubt because they clearly hadn't earned it, I'm going to just sit back and see what they do. And you got to give it some time because it is a major rebuild. Like, they had to tear it down to the studs to start rebuilding this thing. And I was going to give it a few years before I came up and said, yeah, this is not the group. Adam Peters was not a good hire. Dan Quinn wasn't a good hire. Josh Harris and these guys don't really know what they're doing. But I was all in for benefit of the doubt. Okay, maybe that was a bit early for benefit of the doubt, but Sam21, how could you possibly, after last year, not be in at least some shred of benefit of the doubt mode? You know, you don't trust them after what they proved last year to handle in a professional way that's both good for the franchise and also good for the player, a contract extension for a veteran player? Come on, man. I mean, I don't know. The idea that this would be a deal killer for any of you is beyond me. You hung in there for all those years, and now after a season that produced the most joy you've had in decades, you're going to let it all go to hell in a handbucket because they don't extend Terry McLaurin? You know, also, by the way, this is really important to point out for those of you that have similar feelings. He can't leave. He's not a free agent. He's got a year left on his contract. He's not going anywhere. You know, I guess they could trade him. That seems like a very, very major league long shot. That would be their choice, you know, not his choice. He can't leave them. He's under contract. He's not going to hold out in 2025 at 30 years old, only to be in the same situation when next year ends because his contract didn't accrue. The realistic worst case is that he plays in 2025 on the final year of his deal without an extension. I don't think that's going to happen, you know, but I guess that is in play because the team may be far apart. They may believe Terry's asking for too much. They see Terry as older entering his older years. Very important. They want him back, but not worth $33, $34 million a year. Maybe worth $28 to $29 to $30 million a year. And they don't want to set a precedent of doing a bad deal. You know, they want a fair deal. Maybe they don't. That's where the rub is. The realistic worst case is that he just plays 2025 on the final year of his deal. But he can't leave. I think the deal gets done between now and the beginning of camp. That's my guess. I don't know anything. It's my guess. But if it doesn't get done, I just can't imagine taking a side so strongly that it would impact my current enjoyment of this team. I might disagree with how the contract negotiations go, and if they don't get a deal done with him, if we find out that he was just asking for, say, $30 million a year for 3 years, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood, and they didn't think he was worth that, I might disagree with it, but they've built up equity with me. Trust equity. I trust them. And the culture they've created, you know, maybe it's not here to last forever, but I don't think not signing Terry is going to impact it that much. I don't think the rest of the team is going to say, whoa, you treated him so badly, culture changes today. Now, they've got the right people in that building for now. Maybe that'll change in the coming years. But I don't think if he doesn't get a long-term deal done that it is going to be a culture changer for the franchise. I think the preference, because he's so well-liked and so well-respected, and he's one of their leaders, and oh, by the way, he's really good coming off his best season, the preference would be for everybody that they take care of him and he gets a long-term deal and he's happy with it and they're happy with it. But these are the way contract negotiations go. Sometimes they don't go smoothly. But I just can't imagine being out after last year because they don't get a long-term deal done with Terry. Also, Sam, to be fair, Terry's not an all-time Redskin commander yet. I know this is going to piss some of you off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He could become that guy in a few years. You know, currently he is fifth on the franchise's list for all-time receptions, sixth in yards, eighth in touchdowns. There's nobody on the planet that would say the fifth all-time leading pass catcher receptions-wise, sixth in yards, eighth in touchdowns, is an all-time franchise player. Okay, that's just not on any all-time franchise list. Now, he's heading in the right direction. If he has another two seasons like the season he had last year, by the way, combine it with another, you know, couple of playoff wins and a really good season, maybe a Super Bowl trip or a Super Bowl win, now we're talking about all-time. He had 82 catches last year for 1,096 yards and 13 touchdowns. If he goes two more years with those identical numbers, and by the way, it's part of a winning team, he would be third on the all-time receptions list behind Art Monk and Charlie Taylor. He would be fourth all-time in yards behind Monk and Taylor. And he'd be third all-time in touchdown receptions behind Taylor, who's one, Monk, who's two. Taylor, by the way, has 79 all-time touchdown receptions, okay? Terry's only got 38 right now. I mean, come on, people. Monk's got 888 career catches. Terry's got 460. He's basically got half the yards Monk has in his career. Again, two more years like the year he just had, he moves up significantly on these lists and he etches his name on the list of the greatest receivers to ever play for this franchise. with just a few more seasons. And if he does this for another three or four, he's not going to catch Taylor. He's not going to catch Monk on catches or yards. But he could move into the number two spot and definitely into the number three spot on all those lists. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how many of you are really wrapped up into this being a real indication of, like, okay, now I can believe the culture has changed and ownership does the right thing all the time. You know, this is a culture that's been cured of Snyder, Sam 21, okay? It's been cured of Snyder. We've already seen that in the coming up on 2 years that they've owned the team. They just had their most successful season in 34 seasons. And no season that they had over the last 34 comes close to the season they had last year. I think they'll get it done. I do. I think they'll get it done. I think, you know, you've got really smart people. You've got good people. You've got empathetic people, people who are as smart from an EQ standpoint as they are an IQ standpoint. Snyder didn't have either. He's important to this team. They're trying to win the Super Bowl in this upcoming season. And Terry is such a good guy. And it certainly seems, from the outside looking in, would love to continue to be a part of this with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury as well. I think they get it done. I think it comes in somewhere around 30 for 3 years. Somewhere around there. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
The Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Indiana Pacers last night in Game 7 by a score of 103-91. Tyrese Halliburton went down with what appeared to be an Achilles injury midway through the first quarter. The Pacers kept their foot on the gas all the way to halftime, and then the Thunder came out swinging with 18 points off turnovers and outscoring the Pacers 34-20, and that was all she wrote. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions, and surprise, surprise, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins the Finals MVP. The Thunder are the second youngest NBA champion in the last 70 years, and they become the fourth team in NBA history to record 84 wins in a season. Over the weekend, the LSU Tigers win the College World Series over Coastal Carolina with a two-game sweep. This is LSU's second title in 3 years. Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick, and 5 second-round picks. And just now, the Anaheim Ducks traded Trevor Zegras to the Philadelphia Flyers in exchange for Ryan Pelig, the 45th overall pick, and a 2026 fourth. The Nats, they fall to the Dodgers yesterday 13-7. The game got so out of hand that Kike Hernandez had to come in to pitch for the Dodgers in the ninth inning. Nathaniel Lowe hit that lone home run for the Nats. They continue their West Coast road trip tonight and will take on the Padres. First pitch at 9:40, and Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.